Bank of Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Danny, hi. This is Tim Lindsay with Onsite Solutions.
Oh, hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. Did I catch you a good time?
Yeah, this is a good time. What's going on?
Yeah, you sent me an email here. I just thought I'd call and talk to you for a few minutes.
Okay.
We're not looking to purchase equipment. Mm-hmm. We're looking for operating capital because we've been creating an app for car dealerships that they can create all their merchandising, for their lot, whether it's on the cars, showroom windows, floors, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Also, we'll be upgrading that with more digital presence where they could do overlays on their website, things
right.
like that. We also have a mobile solution forum where they can get leads out on the lot with people that scan a QR code or text in and so on and so forth. So mm-hmm. we have this app. We've been beta testing it, and we're ready to really put a marketing effort behind it and go nationwide. And that's really what we're looking for is working capital mostly for the marketing aspect.
Okay. No, it's great. And how long do you guys take you to complete this whole application and process? You've been working on it for a couple
of years. Well, it's never completed, but we've been working on it for a couple of years.
Right. That's pretty
good. We've been in business since 2005.
Okay. No, it's great. And that's, are you the 100% owner over there, Tim?
No, I have other partners.
Okay. Okay. You guys been around 2005. Okay, and how much capital are you thinking you'll need for this type of marketing?
I guess I'll have to really look into that more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be more than what you'd put down on the email. I think you said we're qualified for like $250 or something like that. How does this work? Mm-hmm. Is it sort of like a line of credit, or how does this work?
Right, so this is the working capital. It would be like a termed loan. They range from 3 months to 3 years, being the longest, like 36 months. So generally, like how long were you thinking, this marketing would take place? Like you think of like a year campaign or how long do you usually do the marketing campaigns?
Yeah, I was thinking 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
And I probably have to get more information from the marketing company that's going to help us with this.
Right. And so 12 to 18 months, is this going to be like all online digital as well? And then are you going to send out like commercials? Like what type of work?
Yeah, it'll be more email marketing. It'll be SEO. So email marketing, SEO type marketing, things like that. We're going to have a website too that dealerships can actually go and sign up for this app right online.
Mm-hmm.
As there are other methods. We also have about a dozen resellers around the country that will also be knocking on doors too. So.
Oh, no kidding. That's really cool. So you guys, have you done this type of marketing before in the past for your business or?
We have not. Everything we've done up to this point has just been through word of mouth through our resellers.
Uh-huh.
So we've never done any type of large-scale digital-type marketing.
Oh, that's great. And are you expecting like a large return, or what have the marketing company told you as far as what they've seen to their kind of marketing campaigns?
Well, they think it's gonna kind of go viral because look, this app is unique. There's nothing else like it in the industry. So we're the first ones out with it. We are the first ones out with it. And we're actually going to offer the app free. So
oh, wow.
Literally, there's 17,000 new car dealers. There's 35,000 independents. Literally, anybody mm-hmm. can sign up for this app for free. And the only time there's going to be any charge is if they want to upgrade into like the mobile leads
uh-huh.
or if they actually place an order for some product. So what they would
right.
do is the app would, you'd send something off to get printed, and there's only one place you can get it printed from, and that's from us.
Right, okay. That makes sense. I was curious of how that whole market, so I mean, I know it'd be free, but so that you'd charge to upgrade, and that gives them a lot more options, as far as, like you said, orders and stuff
mobile
like that.
Leads. Yeah, another upgrade would be to tap into their DMS, which is their data feed that comes in with all the car's information, and that would pre-fill many of the different graphics that they'd be able to have access to. So they actually pre-fill all their merchandising, you know, every night, and they decide what they want to print out. They just send it to us. We print it out. They get it 2 days later in FedEx box.
Right, that's awesome. That's a really good idea. And I mean, with this, you think it's gonna just take off? Like, it's gonna start paying for itself immediately?
Well, immediately. I think, you know, if we're gonna put $10,000 or $15,000 a month into our marketing efforts, you know, I would think probably, you know, we're thinking probably, you know, a year.
Probably around a year. Okay.
Catch up. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's a good turnaround, a quick year. And when are you looking to start these campaigns by?
October.
Okay. So over a couple of months there.
So how does the actual loan and payback work?
Right. So basically, it would be, you know, our working capital program. These are based off sales. So to give you like a range of what we can unlock, and it's just a general range. What were sales like last year for you?
100,000 a month.
100,000 a month. So you're looking at what, like 1.2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, based off that, we'd be, you know, looking at anywhere from like 100 to 180,000, like as unsecured cash, we'd be able to unlock. I mean, is that something you would be able to use?
Is that a question?
Yeah. Is that something like a good range that you're looking into? Because
if it was 100 and we were doing 10,000 a month, that would only get us 10 months, but that might be enough. You know, again, I'm going to have to get some clarification from our marketing company on what they, you know, from their experience. Well, I've been talking to them a lot, but we haven't finalized the numbers.
Right, and then finalize. And then so you are planning to do this marketing for about a year. And, yeah, so how is the ownership, like the breakdown over there? I know you said you and your partners, is it like 50-50 or like?
I have 31%.
Okay, you have 31. And then does the next partner have 31 as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, is there a bank that you normally lean on for financing that you work with?
Well, we have a bank loan right now with equipment. So it's First Niagara Bank.
Okay. And for equipment, what was that, like a printer or something like that that you had it on?
Yeah, printers and cutters. Yeah, I think the original loan might have been like, I don't know, maybe $600,000 or something. It's down to about $150,000 right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. $150,000. And do you have any other, like, do you have lines of credit with them?
I have a line of credit, yeah. $25,000 line of credit.
Okay, $25,000. And how much is, what's the current balance on that?
I think it's probably maxed out right now.
Okay.
But very close.
Okay. Have you ever gone to First Niagara and asked, like, to extend that line?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious if you had talked to them or not. And do you have any, like, working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. All right. And how would you rate your credit over there, Tim? Is it, like, you know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
You're talking about business credit?
Yeah, and personal.
Yeah, the business credit should be good, as far as I know.
Okay.
I mean, pay everything.
Right.
Personal credit would be, you know, fairly good, I think, too.
Okay. Good. And now, this does go on the business, but they do look at credit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, how these would work is basically we'd get you approved, you know, for the amount we'll shoot for, like, it would be around 120, 180, 1,000. And then they'd give you some terms. And like I said earlier, the terms range from 3 months to 36 months. Most first-time customers are right in that 24-month mark. but we like to build that relationship, you know, because I'm sure with this one campaign, if you guys have, you know, great return, obviously you're going to want to do it again. Right. So we're trying to build that relationship. So like once you get past like halfway through the loan, we're able to like refinance and get you approved for more money, without better rates, things like that. It's definitely a good program, and it'd be right in that, that, you know, year range that you're looking for. And as far as cost and everything,
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, as far as cost, it is a fixed cost. It's not like, you know, your line or any credit card that you get an APR, you know, that you're looking for a percentage where you're going to calculate out. This is, you know, designed for businesses, so it is a fixed cost. And payments generally range from like monthly, weekly, or daily, you know, depending on what options you choose. So yeah, definitely a couple options there. And so it'd be like a, like I said, fixed. So say you took out, you know, 100,000, and then they give you like a fixed rate or like cost. So let's say it's like 10 cents on the dollar. You pay back like 10,000, you know, 110,000 total. And that depends on what kind of term, you know, you're looking at. For that's for 1 year. If it's 2 years, you know, it'd be a little different.
Right. So, I mean, is that realistic, what you're saying there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen it. And that's exactly, you know, where the next step, you know, after hearing what you told me is just to get you approved for the amount. And I know you're not needing it until October, but we can at least get some numbers ran. At least you can put that in the equation and see exactly where you'd stand with us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, something you...
Yeah, that might work. I notice here they wanted to know like your credit card monthly volume and stuff. What's the purpose of that?
Right, so that's the application that we have. It is a universal application because we deal with a wide variety, you know, businesses. But do you have customers that pay with credit cards at all?
We have some, not a lot.
Not a lot.
So our customers are resellers.
Oh, okay.
We have some dealership. House accounts, but the majority of our business, you know, I would say, let's see, okay, probably, you know, 80 to 85% would be from the resellers.
Okay. For the reseller, so you'd say, oh, that's of your sales, 80 to 85%
yeah.
is credit card?
Come from the resellers. Oh, I would probably only do about 30, 35,000 a month in credit card volume.
Yeah,
a lot of them decide to pay by check, and most of the dealerships that we invoice, they pay by check.
Okay, yeah. So if it's like around 30% a month, yeah, with your, it might be better just to get, because then we can at least shoot for, you know, the most amount possible. For the credit card statements, they just need the 4 months of the merchant processing statements, because they take that. It's for the cash flow. And then we'd also need, you know, the 6 months business bank statements, because they look at how the cash flow of the company, that way they can approve you for the largest amount possible. And then on your tax return, did you get an extension for 2015?
No.
Okay.
No, our CPA submitted on time.
Okay, good. You're one of the few. So, yeah, we definitely need the 2015 tax return. And then that one-page application that I emailed to you. And, yeah, I definitely get...
pre-qualification form?
Yeah, so like I said, it's like a universal app. So it is for... Yeah, that's the working capital application.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me think this over.
Okay, yeah. And, I mean, when do you think you'd be able to send everything over and get this going for you?
Well, I haven't decided whether I'm going to do this or not, so, you know, maybe I would have an idea by Monday.
Okay.
If I want to move forward with this.
All right, yeah, it sounds good. And what would be a good time on Monday? I should follow up with you.
You can follow up with me. I'm on the East Coast. Where are you?
We're in San Diego.
Oh, okay. You know, probably late morning my time, Eastern time, late morning. Be good?
Late morning. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, all definitely. Right. Yeah, I'll follow up with you, you know, right around Monday, and then yeah, have a good weekend, and we'll see if we can't get something going for you. And if you did, you know, want to move forward, we have get you approved. You'll have it in 24 hours. I funded in 48. I know it's going to be in October, but at least you know where you stand pretty quick with us. You don't have to wait months like the bigger banks, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks for your time today, Tim. Right. And then I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Take care. Bye.